If you're sick and tired of shoveling your car out storm after storm, be glad you're not Rick Hall.
The average person is doing one or two or three at their home. We're doing 200 or plus every single time it snows.
Hall is the customer relations and inventory manager at a Toyota dealership in Watertown.
We have to clean them, move them, plow it out, put them back, and so forth. So it's a lot of work. So we understand what all our customers are going through as well.
A little extra work went into making sure things were ready for President's Day here. Traditionally, a big day for car dealerships.
And it's time for huge holiday savings.
But amidst the well-dressed sales associates, the impossibly gleaming cars, and the red, white, and blue balloons in this vast showroom, there was one thing missing here on this President's Day. Customers.
Customers are tired. Their kids have been home from school. They've been cleaning out their cars. They're pretty tired. So,
car dealerships are not alone. Local businesses, from restaurants to retailers, have been hit hard by the record snow, so much so that Governor Charlie Baker and Mayor Marty Walsh have urged folks to get out and shop. But Hall says that at least one area of their operation is booming, the service department.
My door is frozen, it won't shut. My door is frozen, it won't open. My engine lights are coming on. All kinds of things are happening due to the cold weather.
And unlike, say, restaurants, who won't get another crack at a snow-free Valentine's Day, Hall is confident that for them, a slow winter will mean a busy spring.
We know what will happen once everybody catches up to dealing with the weather. Then people will be surging in through the doors and business will be booming once again.
Until then, Hall, like the rest of us, will just have to keep shoveling out and soldiering on. Edgar B. Herwig III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.